This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm KGOU Managing Editor Logan Layden, sitting in today for Dick Pryor. I'm joined by Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. Sean, this turned out to be a big week for public education in Oklahoma. Tell us what happened.
Yes, it really was. On Tuesday, Ryan Walters submitted his resignation as superintendent of public instruction, and that cleared the way for Governor Kevin Stitt to appoint someone to fill that position. On Thursday, Stitt appointed Lindell Fields, a former Career Tech Center superintendent, to fill the position until a new superintendent is elected in 2026 and takes office in 2027. But the governor went well beyond that, and he named what he called a turnaround team to assist Fields in taking over the State Department of Education. He also appointed two new State Board of Education members and a new education secretary. Stitt said, "Today isn't just about a new leader for the Oklahoma Department of Education. It's really about a new mindset and a new movement."
Well, tell us about Lindell Fields, the new superintendent of public education.
Fields has over 30 years of experience in Oklahoma's career tech system. He began his career in 1991 as an educator at the Dick Connor Correctional Center and was promoted to Director of Instruction, overseeing correctional training programs statewide. He later served as Assistant Director at Central Tech before joining Tri-County Technology Center, which is headquartered in Bartlesville, in 1999, where he became Superintendent and Chief Executive Officer in 2009. Under his leadership, the Tech Center won a number of awards, and Fields retired in 2021. He also founded Culture Coach, a company that helps businesses and schools nationwide build strong cultures to improve retention, efficiency, and outcomes.
Well, you said Governor Stitt appointed a turnaround team for the State Department of Education. What is that, and who's on it?
Yeah, that was really interesting. Stitt described them as a group of Oklahomans with special experience in educational and organizational leadership who will assist in the implementation of a new future for the State Department of Education. The team includes Megan Oftedal, who was serving as the Oklahoma Educational Quality and Accountability Commission Director, Kristen Stevens, Chief Financial Officer for Tulsa Public Schools, Tom Newell, Stitt's Chief of Staff, who also served in the Oklahoma House from 2010 to 2016, Tara Thompson, who is Chief Communication Officer for Broken Arrow Public Schools, and Nellie Sanders, who until Thursday was Stitt's Secretary of Education. Each one's experience seems to tie to very important areas that have been commented on by people related to the operation of the State Department of Education. So it's going to be interesting to see exactly what this team does.
Well, one of those turnaround team members you mentioned is Nellie Sanders, who was Stitt's Education Secretary. Who did he appoint to replace there?
He appointed Dr. Dan Hamlin. Hamlin is a presidential professor in education policy and faculty director of the Oklahoma Center for Education Policy at the University of Oklahoma. Hamlin said he has been working in academia with school leaders and educators and researching how to improve and strengthen the education system. Hamlin said, "So now I have this opportunity to put a little bit of that know-how to work."
Well, Stitt also called on the legislature to make the superintendent's position appointed rather than elected. How have lawmakers reacted to that so far?
Yeah, that's right. And it's not the first time Stitt has suggested this. And over the past two decades, several measures have been filed in the legislature proposing to make the superintendent and other secondary statewide elected offices appointed rather than elected. But obviously, none of those proposals have passed. On Thursday, House Speaker Kyle Hilbert, who attended the event announcing Fields' appointment, said he supported the idea and that he and Representative Mike Osborne would file a resolution to make the superintendent a gubernatorial appointee. On the other hand, several House Democrats, including House Minority Leader Cindy Munson, have already expressed opposition to the proposal. So this is likely an idea we'll see argued about during the 2026 legislative session.
Well, thanks, Sean.
You're very welcome.
For more information, go to quorumcall.online. You can find video of Capital Insider segments on the KGOU YouTube channel. Audio and transcripts are at kgou.org, and look for Capital Insider where you get podcasts. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Logan Layden.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.